The movie has also resonated with audiences. The owner of a stately blue Sacramento house used as a filming location now has droves of devotees taking selfies outside her window on a kind of pilgrimage. There are more than a few testimonials online from daughters who, after seeing the film, call their mothers to apologize for their nightmarish teenage behavior. And a lone film blogger drew the ire of fans when he sullied Lady Bird's perfect Rotten Tomatoes score. The critic entered his review as rotten because he thought the film didn't deserve to be the all-time best-reviewed movie on the review aggregator. In Lady Bird, on movie screens from Sacramento to Brooklyn, women and girls are seeing themselves reflected in all their warts and glory. Mothers who love for their daughters as has at times filtered messily through envy and resentment. Women whose double shifts as nurses or police officers render magazines in the supermarket checkout line an extravagance. Girls who've grown accustomed to being told through images that their lives are unworthy of thoughtful consideration. Lady Bird is the kind of movie that can make you a little more generous and a little kinder, not least of all to yourself. Gerwig has at once become her own success story and a symbol of the future of storytelling, of the not-so-radical notion that we may, perhaps even soon, get to stop qualifying director with female. She knows the power of seeing someone like yourself out there doing the thing you yearn to do. But she's hopeful for a time when we won't need to count every woman's accomplishment as evidence. You just look forward to the day, she says, when it doesn't mean anything. Some kids grow up practicing Oscar speeches in the mirror, but when she was a kid in Sacramento, Gerwig barely even went to the movies. When she didn't think about them as being directed. They just seemed like whole things handed down from gods. Even among mortal creators, scant few were women. There was Jane Campion, Nancy Myers, Nora Ephron, Amy Heckerling. Gerwig says as she counts the few she can recall on one hand, not a lot. It wasn't until she was at Barnard College that she realized she might want to add her name to that very short list. But directing just didn't seem like a realistic career option, so she immersed herself in theater, her childhood passion, working summers as a stage manager at places like the Ontological Hysteric Theater. As she was finishing school, she began acting in low-budget, mumblecore films like Hannah Takes the Stairs and Nights and Weekends, which she co-directed, known for their improvised performances and nonchalant approach to plot.